Welcome back to another episode of This Modern Brand, the podcast where we pull back the curtain on some of America's most influential brands to break down their strategies, values, and innovations. I'm your host, Jason Parks. My co-host today is Mariah Haberman, VP Communications Director here at Barclay OKRP.
Hi, I'm happy to be mic'd up today. Normally I'm behind the scenes, so this is a fun change.
From producer to talent today.
Yeah, moving on up. I love it. Okay, so joining us today is Ellie Goff. She is VP of Marketing at Every Man Jack, one of the original men's care clean brands focused on using naturally derived ingredients and making sustainably minded choices. Every Man Jack inspires men to take care of themselves and the world around them. This is, I think, a fascinating category. I'm really excited to learn more from you today, Ellie. Welcome to the pod.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
You bet. Hey, before we dive into Every Man Jack's remarkable journey, could you just share a little bit about your personal and career journey that led you to become the head of marketing for such an influential brand?
Yeah, sure. So I started my marketing career over 20 years ago, hard to believe. And ever since then, I've really been leading brands and driving innovation in the consumer sector. I've been doing that at large companies, started at Procter & Gamble, working on some large brands. And then, you know, from there, I transitioned to smaller brands, moving on companies like Shift Nutrition, where I was working in joint health. And then most recently, prior to Every Man Jack, I spent 7 years at Elf Beauty, where I was building their innovation platform, and also spent some time there as general manager of the Well People brand, which is one of the pioneer in the clean beauty space. I've been at Every Man Jack now for a little over 2 years, 2.5 years, and it is just such a wonderful brand. It's been such an exciting journey. You know, it's really a brand that has a lot to love. So for over 17 years, the brand has been inspiring men to take care of themselves and connect the world around them, which is I'm really excited to talk to you about today. And what drove me to the brand is a couple things. I think one is it's growing faster than rest of market. We know that younger consumers are really kind of building and getting more interested in their personal care. And then on the brand side, you know, this brand is purpose-driven and it's been purpose-driven from the very beginning. When I talk to people at the brand, I realized this is a story that wasn't being told. There was all this amazing stuff. This brand's been a clean brand before anyone talked about clean, been thinking about sustainability before anyone was talking about it, but they weren't talking about it. So there was just a lot of really fun stuff to unpack there. And they have a loyal group of Gen Z and Gen Y consumers, and they have amazing products. So just a really great brand and journey. And it's been exciting to be on the marketing side.
I do want to talk about sustainability because that is definitely one of the elements I find so fascinating about your brand. How do you think this dedication to eco-conscious practices resonates with consumers on a personal level, especially in today's world?
Yeah, I think it's so important. You know, I think that men, as we think about it, especially Every Man Jack, are really interested. They want to use products that they feel good about. And so those products they bring into their house, they want to feel good that they're making good choices. Those good choices are everything from, is it like going to work for me? Is it a good value? And then also, am I making good choices for the earth, for the world around me? And they want a company that's demonstrating that clear passion to their commitments and to their personal values. We know from data looking at our consumer that our consumer is more eco-friendly. He cares about the environment and he cares about what he's putting on his body and that he wants to be aligned with those like authentic brands. And also more than the average man in our space, consumers see us as an eco-friendly choice and a brand that they can trust. So as I mentioned like earlier, we've really been focusing on this better for you and kind of being more sustainably minded from the very beginning. And a lot of that ties to the choices that we make about the products, but then also even things that we do outside of our products, specifically around our social mission. And so our social mission is about being a powerful and effective advocate for nature preservation and restoration. It really helps us deliver on our mission of inspiring men to take care of themselves and connect the world around them. And we're doing that in a lot of ways. So I think as we think about our products, we look at the kind of what we're putting into them, the packaging that we're using, also thinking about taking time out of our supply chain to make that more sustainable. But then also looking at what we're doing as a company. And in 23, we announced our B Corp status. And so that what that does is it just helps us to create really concrete goals and to drive transparency and to always continue to be better. And we support initiatives across sustainability, as well as with our social mission, to connect with the world, to help our consumers connect to the world around them, and to make sure that we're just contributing to kind of making this world and this planet a better place. To get a little bit more specific, two of our partners, one is the National Forest Foundation. So they exist to help promote our national forests, which we know is key to sustainability and just being able to make sure that we are kind of populating our planet with trees. And also then to pursue better on the product side. So we established a goal by 2025. Our goal is to have 50% of all of our packaging by weight to be post-consumer recycled materials. And also just to improve on kind of our recyclability. And we recognize that, you know, it's all about transparency and setting goals. We're not all the way there, but we just have to continue doing better. And we know that even just by being transparent and putting that out there, we're resonating with our audience, right? Because everyone wants to know where we stand and that, you know, the brand that they're buying is it's continuing to do better and really aspiring to do better.
That's very impressive, all the efforts that you've had from a sustainability standpoint. And it's always nice to talk to another fellow B Corp organization. So, but speaking of impressive, your growth rates year over year have been really amazing. So I wonder if you could share some of the strategies or the specific moments that you feel have truly resonated with Everyman Jack's audience and contributed to your success.
Great. So I think first is to ground. So we're a business, so we play in men's grooming and personal care. So, and specifically like body wash, deodorant, beard care, hair and skin. And we've been able to see growth rates. So we've surpassed $100 million in annual revenue, and we've been able to deliver double-digit growth year on year. And, you know, across our key categories, be deodorant, beard, and hair care, we've really seen growth rates 2 to 3 times over the category average over the last year. So really been able to deliver that growth. So just helpful to provide that broader context. And we've achieved this in a couple ways. I think, one, what we know from consumers is, number, first and foremost, is you've got to have amazing products. Like, if you don't have high-quality products that consumers like to use, yes, they might try you once, but they're certainly not going to try you twice. So it's really delivering on that high quality. And in men's grooming, especially personal care, it's a lot of this is being having amazing scents. And so we deliver this incredible scent experience using what we call our outdoor-inspired scents, especially body wash, deo, helping guys feel clean and confident. The second piece is, so, you know, product is super important, but then also we need to bring people in. We need to make people aware of the brand. So we've been focusing on growing awareness, investing in our community so that we can bring people into that brand funnel. And then once we bring them in, demonstrating all the things I talked about earlier, just being that authentic brand, staying true to our social mission, prioritizing our people, and then also having strong partnerships, you know, with our consumers so that we can just continue to develop those relationships and build engagement and continue growing our business. And, you know, as a brand, like we operate in multiple channels. So we think about like kind of our retail, cross product, all these different things I talked about. It's all about reinforcing our unique positioning as a brand. So we've got our high quality products I talked about. Nothing works without high quality and effectiveness. We've got our outdoor inspired scents that delivers on that experience. The next is clean and naturally derived ingredients. This ties to sustainability. It also just ties to people feeling like they're making good choices, what you're putting on your body. And everything that we do, we are always trying to be as clean and naturally derived, use as many naturally derived ingredients as we can. And that's unique. We call them this our three-legged stool. But what's even more unique is kind of surrounding that three-legged stool is affordability. And that's where, you know, we are able to bring all these things, but also make them accessible and affordable to men. And, you know, that's not an easy feat. And I think when we're able to do all those things and do it well, combined with this compelling community and social mission, it's really enabling our brand to grow.
Yeah, that's incredible. So growth never comes down to just one thing, right? I feel like you listed off so many different facets, which you're really talking about building a whole brand, which is what we talk about day in and day out here at Barclay OKRP. We also talk a lot about the modern consumer. And I think it's been fascinating to hear how Everyman Jack engages with a younger demographic. How do you ensure that your marketing efforts authentically connect with Gen Z and millennial consumers? What does that look like for you?
Yeah. So, you know, our core consumer is, as you mentioned, that Gen Z, Gen Y, or millennial guy. And, you know, we know that he resonates with a lot of the things that we offer as a brand. So first and foremost, there's like just a lot of overlap to start with. So he's interested in eco-friendly products, making good choices, interested in being active, focusing on the outdoors. He wants good products. And as we think about that, our goal is to really show up for him as a trusted friend and make him feel part of the community. And as we think about like looking at our effectiveness here, it's listening, right? So we're putting things out, we're engaging with him, but we're listening to what he's sharing back with us and like what he's looking for and looking at the metrics and looking at listening to conversations to make sure that we're engaging in the right ways. And so how we do that is, you know, it's really about directly and authentically engaging in real time. So utilizing communities where he already is and making sure that we have fun. So, you know, it's leading into things like humor, trends, like kind of giving a little bit of a peek behind the tent and like showing that we're human. So our offense, so we're all about being outdoor inspired. As a brand, we talk about being born at the base of Mount Tam, which is our mountain here in Marin County, just north of San Francisco. And so our office is called Base Camp. So again, kind of living this sort of outdoor lifestyle. And so we frequently give glimpses into like base camp, right? Like what's like at base camp, like down to like who's hogging the office fridge. And so kind of making a little bit of fun of ourselves, we look at what is resonating with our consumer, what he's looking for. So we provide tips and tricks on grooming. We know, for example, beard can be really confusing and overwhelming for a guy. Like, what do I use? Like, is my beard coarse? Is it not? Like, I don't know. So helping him get a personal care routine that like can make him feel confident really at the end of the day. So we're really kind of trying to lean into what's working, what he likes to hear, and making sure we listen and give him more of that. On the community side, we have a really distinct model where we're building this very authentic community. So the first piece of that is an ambassador program. And we've established long-term partnerships with over 30 sort of outdoor lifestyle enthusiast athletes. And they play a pivotal role in really fostering our community. They love our brand. They're embodying our brand and the content that they create. They engage with us. They come to our headquarters. They do runs with us. So really creating that authentic community. The second piece, which is very distinctive to our brand, is our tri team. So our founder, Rich Viola, started a tri team across the US and Canada years ago. They're actually quite a prestigious tri team, competing at the kind of highest echelons within the Ironman landscape. And they're literally our biggest brand advocates and evangelizing our brand like day in and day out. And, you know, they also help us on both them and the ambassadors help us like when we're developing new products. They try new body wash scents, like, how are you feeling about it? What did you like? What did you not like? And we're utilizing them in a very authentic way. And then we also leverage creators and experts for content. And, you know, an example would be we partner with a male grooming expert, Michael Duenas, to help with beard, to help guys get the perfect beard routine and help like leverage those external experts when they can provide content to our consumers that is best, you know, coming from their level of expertise.
That's great. And I've got one final question for you for all the marketers listening for inspiration. What is it about Everyman Jack that you're super fans? We call them true believers here at Barkley OKRP, but what do they love most about your brand? I mean, you've rattled off so many amazing initiatives, so many amazing attributes of the brand. If you had to boil it down to one thing that your super fans love the most and how you build on that, what would that be?
That's a great question. You know, if it had to be one thing, that's so, but what we hear day in and day out, I think it's really the amazing, like, and it's kind of multi-layered, but really it ties to incredible products and it ties to our incredible scents that we offer. And because what that does is it's not just as simple as a scent, right? It's like we offer these amazing scents across all of our products that enable someone to feel fresh, clean, confident, feel like they're making good choices. And that all ladders to like kind of furthering their decision about the different elements of the brand and like those, you know, knowing they're making a choice for the environment. But I think it all starts with the scent because we know scent and quality are so hand in hand and fundamentally that's really at the core of what they're looking, but it ladders to something so much deeper than that. You know, and so I think that's a lot of what we spend our time day in and day out thinking about is like, how are we delivering that best experience for our consumers? And like, and a lot of that comes down to just delivering that scent, which is how they're experiencing our brand, like every single day in a shower. When they get out of the shower, they put on their deodorant.
That's great. You know, in our business, we say when we're pitching a client, Mariah, if they cry, they buy. I think in your business, if it smells good, they buy. So it's all about the scent. So, well, that wraps up another episode of This Modern Brand, a podcast by Barclay OKRP. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Mariah, have you left a review for us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music yet?
Are you kidding me? I'm pretty sure I was the first one in line.
I believe that. So that's what I like to hear. So for more stories and insights on how to build brands that people love, visit us at barclayokrp.com. I'm Jason Parks. Thanks for listening.